Let's find out the latest in the world of entertainment with our entertainment reporter, Jaden Foster. Good morning.
Good morning, Daniel.
Nice to talk to you. It's been a while. Plenty to get through this morning. First of which is about actor Craig McLaughlin, hit with an allegation of sexual misconduct dating back to 1990 in the UK.
Yes, that's right. So this is a historic allegation, so not linked in any way to those claims that were made around the Rocky Horror Show back a number of years ago now, which of course we know led to those charges and of course saw Craig McLaughlin acquitted. But this one is from 31 years ago. It's been made by a former UK television star who initially contacted the Daily Mail here in Australia and the Mirror in the UK to tell her story, essentially, back in 2018, but didn't end up going through with it because she felt uncomfortable being named and wanted to remain anonymous, and the paper said that they couldn't do that. So she's now gone public with these claims in a story that's been published online yesterday by the ABC, claiming that Craig inappropriately touched her. Her name is Jeanne Downs. Inappropriately touched her, allegedly while they were on the air on TV during an episode of her show in the UK, which is like a variety show at the time. And Craig has denied all of this. His lawyer has said in no uncertain terms that this particular story that was published yesterday will be used as evidence in their upcoming defamation case against the ABC and in pursuit of aggravated damages against the ABC too. So that's happening very soon. Not a great week, though, for Craig after his play about Hank Williams was postponed due to issues with the interstate travel due to COVID and the outbreak in Sydney, and then this fresh allegation.
No, you're right. It hasn't been a good week for Craig. Britney Spears, what's the latest there?
Yes, a very, very sad state of affairs. Yesterday, of course, she had the very first hearing in her fight to end her conservatorship against her father, and she really laid everything on the table. I think that was sort of her intention from the outset. She seemed to be doing okay. She appeared in control of her life and her faculties and spoke in uninterrupted for about 24 minutes yesterday, telling the judge that she wants that conservatorship, which she described as quite abusive and unfair with her father, Jamie, to end, airing an assortment of allegations, really claiming everything that she was from forcibly medicated, forced into psych evaluations, forced to tour, forced to go to rehab, among other things. But the big one that's really sort of got the most attention is that she claimed that, and one that I find most disturbing, was that she claimed that she was forced to have a contraceptive device inserted in her body to stop her from actually having children. Obviously, something that will need to be proved or disproved. And that's exactly what will happen during this case. It's all about her trying to prove that despite any mental health issues she may still have, that she is very much capable of living her own life and making her own decisions.
This has been very popular and polarizing at the same time on social media. Of course, you and I are both, you know, quite au fait with the old Twitter world. A lot of people are for Britney. A lot of people seem to be against as well.
That's right. You're certainly on one side of the fence, and there's not really any change or any middle ground, really. You have her strong fans who are clearly wanting her conservatorship to end, and then you have people on the other side of the fence who are, I guess, expressing concerns over any changes that might happen from a legal perspective. But, you know, that's what this is all about. You know, it's about her trying to prove that she's capable of living her own life, and she seems in control of that. She's in a solid relationship. She wants to get married. She's free from scandals. So pending testing of these allegations that she's made, from where I'm sitting, I would say that it would progress probably, you know, to a reasonable outcome, and we'll find out what happens when it returns to court later next month.
Jaden Foster, our entertainment reporter, joins us from Celebrity Lane. Now, Jaden, I could be wrong here. Maybe I'm not. Did you apply for Magic Mike Live and, you know, get the part?
No.
Oh, so it wasn't you, because, well, I hear that it's set to open in Melbourne.
It is, yes, next week, which is a really big deal because it was supposed to happen last year and, of course, was cancelled for obvious reasons. Mm. And it's very much a show that's done in the round, you know, a large Spiegel tent with sort of dancers above and in front of the audience and everything. So there were some issues with it being done last year. But now with a comprehensive COVID plan and following the easing of restrictions in Melbourne, the show will go ahead. It's going to open at Birrarung Ma in Melbourne on Tuesday. Not really my cup of tea, but the tickets are selling really, really fast and there's a lot of interest for it. They've actually got a media day happening on Wednesday, so there'll be I will have no doubt that you'll see a bit of a taster of that on the 6 o'clock news on Wednesday night.
I must admit, I didn't know what Magic Mike Live was, and when you sent this through this morning, I had to do a bit of Googling. I now know.
Yes, you certainly, Google search will certainly turn up some very interesting results that may not necessarily be safe for work at this particular hour of the morning. But yes, it's one that a lot of people love, and it's the one that people don't necessarily love as well. But look, you know, different strokes for different folks.
Hey, Jaden, really do appreciate your time this morning.
No worries. Thank you, Daniel.